time to talk business with the editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, Jack Robinson. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
It's become a pretty common sight now, at least in the downtown area. These fuzzy pink mustaches attached to the front of cars signify that the cars are part of this Lyft ride-sharing service. Uber is another ride-sharing company. And this week, drivers for one of the companies delivered 17,000 signatures to lawmakers at the state capitol opposing a bill that would create new regulations for that industry.
It's a brand new issue for lawmakers. These services let ordinary people work as taxi drivers whenever they want, sort of by turning on an app, and it connects them with riders. So the question is whether they pose unfair competition to taxis, which are subject to all kinds of regulations. It's an old industry. You know, these new companies are fighting a bill that would impose some insurance requirements on them. Supporters of the bill say it would help protect drivers and customers, but the companies say it's a, they call it a heavy-handed attack on innovation.
It seems like a new thing to have internet companies like Uber and Lyft lobbying in Sacramento. I mean, we really haven't seen mass rallies like this until recently.
This really is a sort of a coming-of-age moment for the internet industry. You know, Alan Young, our Capital reporter, writes this week about how hard it is have been for internet entrepreneurs to get adjusted to the idea that they have to fight for favorable legislation like any other industry. These are guys who are used to disrupting other businesses, defying conventions of businesses, wearing T-shirts instead of suits. So it's a big adjustment for them to hire lobbyists and conduct PR campaigns like this. But they realize they no longer have a choice.
The annual Inc. magazine list of the 5,000 fastest-growing companies came out this week, and 17 Sacramento-area firms were on the list. Any surprises there?
There are a number of young companies on the list, and I think that reflects the, sort of the green shoots, if you will, of the economic recovery. Number one company locally, for example, was it's called STEM Express. It's a Placerville biotech company that isn't even 5 years old. It grew more than 1,300% over 3 years that this list covers. You know, of course, it's easy for startups to show big percentage gains because, of course, the raw dollars generally are very small. But we did have one big company on the list as well. It's Flyers Energy, formerly known as Nella Oil of Auburn. It's a fuel distributor with more than $2 billion in revenue, and it grew 68% over the 3 years, which is pretty stunning for a mature company.
Folsom Station is close to getting off the ground. This is the development that's been in the works for many years in Folsom's historic district. What's the delay been about?
It's kind of a story that you can say about a lot of big projects around the region. You know, like many, it was slowed by the recession, and like many, it got stuck when the state pulled the plug on redevelopment agencies a few years ago. So that sort of froze the land transfer that was sort of critical of the project, and it took some time to get it back on track. This is a mixed-use project on Sutter Street in Old Folsom, where that railroad turntable has been installed a couple of years ago. And it's a pretty big deal. It's four buildings over 4 acres with residential, retail, and office components. It'll really make a big difference in Old Folsom, and it'll take years to build out. But work should begin next year, the developer says.
We also learned this week that a well-known restaurant from Sacramento's past is apparently coming back. The Buggy Whip on Fulton Avenue was a favorite for business people since the Eisenhower administration. What's the story there?
This is really the fun story of the week in the business world. So 2 years ago, this restaurant shut down, apparently a result of financial problems, including bankruptcy and a federal tax lien. Around the state, there are restaurants of this sort in every town, or were, and they declined. They're sort of old-fashioned steakhouses with the red leather booths, or fake red leather booths anyway, and dim lights and lots of booze. What's interesting here is that you really couldn't think of a less likely restaurant to start up at a time like this, when we're talking about farm to fork and fresh ingredients and cutting edge international cuisine. This is really old school. And you know, the former owner is unapologetic about it. He says he's reopening the place, and it, you know, he told us it's not some trendy restaurant, he said. And I think we can believe him. But a lot of people have loved this restaurant over the years, and if they come back, it could live again.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.